Yeah, most important is the victory, but I think we didn't grind it out in the end. I think we had to dig in early, and then we got into our stride a little bit, and I thought we deserved it over the period of 90 minutes.
And also, you've got a player that the fans have clicked with straight away. I mean, even before he kicked a ball, they were sort of applauding one another, and then he crops up with a goal as well.
Yeah, we know what Rudy can do. That's why we've tried so hard to bring him to the club, and he come up with the goods on Saturday. Long may that continue.
Mm-hmm. And again, in terms of the players that you brought in, kind of the bedding in phase, if you like, you could see that as well in the game. So again, it's still work in progress, you'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it probably is for most teams at this stage of the season. But you know, having our last game of last year was the FA Cup final, and Ashley Westwood was the only player to start on Saturday who come from that team. So yeah, there was a transition period here, and it's going to take time. But we're hoping that we're going to improve. We certainly will improve for the long term. It's just how quickly we can all gel together.
Mm-hmm. And is that an unknown quantity? It could be tomorrow. It could be 3 weeks down the line.
It could be fragmented, possibly. Mm-hmm. You know, we could gel one day and not the next. You know, so it's up to me to make sure I get enough work into them and make that process as smooth as possible and quickly as possible.
And talking of Ashley, he signed a deal, and a lot of the players at the moment signing long term deals at Aston Villa. And again, that's. You're building for the long term. You're not about all next week, if you like.
Yeah, look, we're bringing a lot of new players to this football club, but it's very important. We look after the ones who are already here, who are going to be crucial for to help the boys we brought in. You know, we need some foundations at your football club, and actually Westwood, Kieran Clark, Nathan Baker, who's a young man who's been at the club for a long time, who's still developing himself. You know, it's important we look after these guys, Gabby as well.
You mentioned last week that maybe you wouldn't rather have played Bournemouth on the opening day of the season. How about your first home game being Manchester United? Is that a good game for you?
I think it is. I mean, to be a full house here, under lights, Friday night. You know, one of the first Friday nights of the season. And it'll be a great atmosphere. And, you know, if you can't get up for playing in this game, then you shouldn't be a footballer.
So what do you set out in terms of the differences between Bournemouth away and Manchester United at home? How different do you have to sort of adapt things?
Well, the expectation on us on Saturday was far greater than what it is on Friday night. We still in-house believe we can do a job to get a result against Manchester United. But from the outside, everyone was expecting Man United to roll us over, which helps somewhat. But we can feed off of that atmosphere and really have a go.
Because it will be a great atmosphere, and I think it's a sellout as well. But Man United, like you, a team, a squad in transition, and they have to bed in. I mean, it's...
Another transition.
It's 30, £40 million pound players, maybe, but they still got to get to know one another.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they are world-class players, come from all over the world, take times to adjust. They did this process last season. In the start of the season, I remember. So they've had a little bit more time than what we have, but they've still introduced new players. And it's a difficult job bedding in the players, but everyone's got to do it.